Stanbic. You just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse pay points. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time now is 13 hours. Up next is your main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Adrenaline pumping, minds racing as we head to the Absa Cup quarterfinals this weekend. Kicking off with two double headers, the Border Boys Chirundo United will take on the sensational Zanaco in a bid to win, and Play It Forward FC will take on the Airmen Red Arrows, kicking off at 12:30 and 15 hours respectively in Kitwe at Arthur Davies Stadium. The thrill-packed games continue on Sunday with the mighty Mufulira Wanderers playing against the elegant Dynamites FC Muza, and closing with Abayelo Power Dynamos versus the brave Njanga Rangers in a battle to win at Nkoloma Stadium, kicking off at 12:30 hours and 15 hours respectively. Who will move on to the semi? Grab your ticket at www.techpay and watch the games live on Supersport and the Absa Facebook page. Your story matters.
The Saka Magistrate Court denies bail for six in high-value ivory trafficking case. Vice President defends welcoming PF defectors amid alleged corruption concerns. In global news, Israel and Lebanon ceasefire in effect as Trump says U.S. very close to deal with Iran. Hello and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The Lusaka Magistrates Court under the Environmental and Wildlife Crimes Department has denied bail pending trial to six men accused of possessing 94 pieces of elephant ivory weighing 471.8 kilograms, valued at approximately 2.64 million kwacha. The accused, Gift Mianda, Mungundumu Mianda, Mark Mukanya, Baobao Awazi Selemani, Malikiso Inambao, and Webster Mziamba, appeared before Magistrate Sydney Mungala on March 31, 2026, where they pleaded not guilty to a charge of illegal possession of wildlife specimens, contrary to Section 130.2A of the Zambia Wildlife Act. The six were arrested on March 9, 2026, after officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife acted on intelligence and raided a property in Chandamali compound in Lilai, during which they discovered seven wrapped boxes and two black polythene bags containing the ivory. Two of the suspects were apprehended at the scene, while the remaining four were arrested later following further investigations. Defense lawyer Sophia Kapapa applied for bail pending trial, arguing that the accused had been in custody since their arrest. However, Lusaka magistrate Peter Mungala denied the application, ruling that the accused had failed to meet the conditions required for bail. The matter has since been set for trial commencement on May 4, 2026. Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalomis has reaffirmed the Commission's commitment to delivering free, fair, transparent and credible elections ahead of the August general elections. Speaking at a stakeholders' consultative meeting in Lusaka this morning, Ms. Zalomis said the ECZ will continue to provide timely information, facilitate stakeholder engagement and uphold the highest standards of professionalism and integrity in executing its mandate. Ms. Zalomis has since urged all stakeholders to actively participate in the consultative process.
I wish to reaffirm the Commission's commitment to delivering free, fair, transparent and credible elections in 2026. We will continue to provide timely information, facilitate stakeholder engagement and uphold the highest standards of professionalism and integrity in the discharge
Meanwhile, a mini commotion erupted after the ECZ demand after the ECZ requested journalists to excuse themselves from the meeting to allow for indoor deliberations with political parties. However, some opposition political parties demanded the presence of the media throughout the deliberations, questioning why the ECZ did not want the part of the engagement with political parties to be in the public. Vice President Mutalana Lumango says the UPND government is ready to work with individuals from different political backgrounds, provided they uphold integrity and operate within a system that does not allow misconduct. Responding to a question from Lundazi lawmaker Brendan Urenda, who questioned why the ruling party was receiving directors from the Patriotic Fund, a party it called criminals, corrupt and thieves, Mrs. Nalumango reaffirmed government's commitment to transparency and accountability, saying all cases of alleged wrongdoing are being handled through established legal processes. She has stressed that the current administration will not tolerate economic mismanagement, noting that decisive measures are being taken to prevent the misuse of public resources. And when asked on why government has allowed maize exports, the Vice President assured Parliament that the decision will not compromise national food security, as there are sufficient maize stocks standing at over 1 million metric tons.
Madam Speaker, this government has been transparent. This government has been accountable. This government has said no, zero tolerance to corruption. This is what this government has done. Whether you start making allegations on individuals without evidence, Zambians know. They follow. So, madam, the honorable member really is making, it is how he is making allegations. The issues of sewage light came to the open because we were able to do so. Yeah. Previously, do you know that sewage light did not start being mined in our time? This was discovered earlier, but people were quiet about it.
In more news, Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Milna Monakampwe has called on Swedish investors to consider investing in the province, citing its potential as a hub for industrial and agricultural development. Dr. Monakampwe suggests that Swedish companies could use Central Province as a pilot area for rolling out various investment activities, highlighting its strong processing industry and focus on value addition. Speaking when Swedish Ambassador to Zambia, Johan Hallenborg, paid a courtesy call on him this morning, the Permanent Secretary reaffirmed government's commitment to strengthening the long-standing friendship and bilateral relations between Zambia and Sweden. He noted that Central Province is predominantly agricultural, with high production of crops such as tomatoes, but expressed concern over price instability due to lack of processing facilities.
The relationship is something that we don't take for granted. It's something that we need to harness and make sure that it grows from strength to strength. You are aware that the Zambian government, through Mr. President, would want to tap into what the Swedish companies are doing by way of collaborating with the existing Zambian companies that are in the same sector or in the same sector as well. And so it would be nice, and I'm inviting you, really sincerely speaking, that we could use Central Province as a pilot province to roll out a lot of other activities that are happening in the province, in the processing industry, value addition. Central Province predominantly is an agricultural province.
Meanwhile, Swedish Ambassador to Zambia, Johan Hallenborg, said the embassy is working to expand its services to other provinces to make them more accessible to the public. Mr. Hallenborg noted that many people view the embassy as a closed and Lusaka-based institution, adding that the outreach program is aimed at